Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On a new 4D in the MC, we're going to hear from a familiar voice, though that voice may sound a little different wearing Bears gear. And we're going to play a game of What Do You Want? What must you see from the Lions against the Bears on Sunday? Plus, we have predictions for what should be a banger of a football game to start week two on Thursday night. All of that right now.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
This weather lately, it feels like football. Everything feels right. This is the way life is supposed to be, minus the Lions being 0-1. We're going to go inside the headset here in just a second. Ben Johnson, we're going to hear from former Lions offensive coordinator turned Bears head coach Ben Johnson about his thoughts going into week two against the Lions. Then we're going to play What Do You Want? What Do You Want? What Do You Want? I just like saying that. What must you see from the Lions? What do you want to see from the Detroit Lions on Sunday? And we're going to take a look ahead at tonight's Thursday night football game. Very interesting in week two. All right, let's go. You know, for such a long time, Thursday night football games were kind of lame, and some of them still are, but man, the NFL just, they have their scheduling just dialed in. It's unbelievable. I love it. So let's go inside the headset and let's hear from Ben Johnson, former Lions offensive coordinator, now Bears. And I want to start here. There seems to be some opinion that Ben Johnson like skipped his way out of town and did cartwheels and woohoo all the way out. That's not what happened. How could it be?
Everything last year ran through my head. And that was one of the unfortunate parts of making that decision was you were saying goodbye to a lot of friends in a great place. And so my family, myself, we have a lot of strong relationships there in that community. Hopefully that continues to stay that way as well. But, you know, we felt like this was the best opportunity for myself and my family. And we were really excited about coming to Chicago. And so, you know, at times you have to make tough decisions. And that's really how that one went down.
I just don't understand the vitriol here. Like, is it because he went to the Bears or is it because he left or is it both? Because when I see Ben Johnson or guys like Ben Johnson move like he did, what I see is a guy taking a promotion, a guy leveling up in life. He's got a better job. If Ben was your friend or like your cousin, you'd be so happy for him, thrilled. And if you heard he turned that down, you wouldn't let him hear the end of it. Ben leaving takes nothing away from what he did here in Detroit and what he helped build. mean, if you want to be mad, be mad. I love being mad. I'm almost always mad about something, but never about that. Also, I had to laugh. So that first question, here, listen.
Carlos, good to see you.
I'm sure Ben Johnson was pumped to see the Detroit Free Press's Carlos Morones at that press conference. I guess some things in life are just inescapable, like Carlos. You know, one of the things I always find amusing about coaches is how hard they work to make us believe that they're not human beings. They try so hard.
My mind is going to be about just winning the football game, and that's really what it's going to come down to is us going out there and looking to find our first victory of the season. And so it'll be a tough environment. You know, that place has really turned into one of the strongest home field advantage places, I think, in the National Football League. And so we'll have our work cut out for us. We'll have to be able to communicate within that hostile environment. And, you know, I think we'll find out a lot about ourselves.
I mean, that's the right answer, obviously. But, like, there's no way he can be focused on just one thing. We're just thinking about winning. I'm not thinking about anything else in my life at any point in time ever except for winning this game right now. What was that movie with Kevin Costner about baseball? Well, I got to be more specific. Where he clears the mechanism. Was it For the Love of the Game, right? Go Tigers. Like, he can do that where everything else around you still exists, but you're able to prioritize what you need to do over how you're feeling. Going in there saying, I'm not thinking about anything else is nuts. And he's not the only one that does it. All coaches do this. Players do it too. Just be honest. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, this was a big deal. Yeah, winning here would be a big deal. It'd be a big deal for me. It'd be a big deal for my team. Yeah, I'm thinking about I left to do something better, and that includes winning a game, coming back to that building, because now you're a head coach somewhere else. I'm just thinking about one thing. Okay, sure. I do want to say, though, in reference to what Ben just said, he talked about control at the line and being focused. They struggled in that department in week one. The Bears really did.
I don't think we ran into any delay of games. We did have to burn through two timeouts because one was that fourth down. I was a little late getting that call in. And another one, we were going to probably have a delay had Caleb not called the timeout. And so other than that, though, I thought the calls were getting in decent and orderly fashion. And, you know, we'll continue to speed up that process in terms of breaking the huddle from there on out.
I mean, that's going to be a recipe for absolute disaster if that continues for them on Sunday. I mean, they are in as much disarray as the Lions are up front. People look at the Lions game last week, and I didn't like what I saw from the line and from what they did offensively. But the Bears are far more chaotic. They're in far more disarray as the Lions coming into this game. And they're on the road, and they're not as good. It's going to be so loud in there. And Ben knows that, and Caleb knows that. It's not going to be a surprise, but just because you know something doesn't mean it's not going to affect you. If awareness was the only thing we needed, we'd all live forever. Well, no, a lot of you would be dead immediately, but some of us would live forever. Not a lot of you, though. Remember yesterday when I said there was just nowhere to hide in this game? It's fascinating.
I think they know. They watch the tape. They're really good coaches, and so they know who their playmakers are and maybe some perceived weaknesses on their roster. Every team has strengths and weaknesses, and so I let them do their due diligence, and it's always good to have different eyes on it. And, you know, we talked last night about their roster a little bit, and we'll continue to do that over the course of the week here.
Because you know stuff that's not on tape, though.
Sure.
That was last night, that conversation?
Yeah, a couple things might have popped up, but once again, we got some really good, smart coaches, and they know what the tape says.
Everybody knows everything here. I don't care if there are new coordinators all over the place. This game is going to be as obvious to either opponent as you'll ever see in a game. Also, hearing that voice asking the questions caught me totally off guard. That's Pat Finley. He covers the Bears now, but he and I work together in Tucson. Small world. I know, nobody cares but me, but hey, who's hosting the podcast? This guy. Until there's some kind of coup and I'm out. This is year two for Caleb, and Caleb is still a young quarterback, but it feels like he's unable to get past some of the basic things.
There was a lot of good that came out of it when he was doing it properly. Ball came out on time, and you know, I thought he was delivering accurate footballs, but it's still not 100% all the time, and that's something that we're working through.
Timing is such a big deal. He's a big dude, super athletic, but I don't know. He can't seem to put it all together. He was never the guy he was supposed to be at USC. Didn't affect his draft stock at all. And he's not been the guy he's supposed to be in Chicago either. Now it's early. He's played, what, 18 games in a Bears uniform, something like that? I'm not going to end his career now, but I don't have any faith in it either. Do you think Ben Johnson enjoyed watching Lions film?
Well, I mean, it's week one in the NFL, and so there's really a lot of unknown that pops up. And I thought Green Bay came out flying around. I thought that's what showed up on their tape was that defense was all over the field. They were relentless. They have some young players up front. And so I anticipate them to be much improved this week.
I mean, it had to make them feel a little better. Well, maybe not about the Packers. But he is right that there's little chance the Lions show up the exact same way again. And if they do, I mean, forget about it. None of the rest of it matters. And that'll make things difficult from a film study perspective because the Bears have a good defense, but they can't do what the Packers can do. And that really stymied the Lions. Do they try to replicate exactly what the Packers did, not having the same personnel? Do they try to take what they have and make it their own in the same mold? All these guys are great coaches. I mean, at least they're NFL caliber coaches. So they'll figure this out. I find this matchup interesting, especially being in week two coming off of that matchup. I want to tag one more thing on about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. That's been one of the biggest storylines going into the season is the relationship between the two of them.
Very positive. You know, like he's been the same. He's been consistent really from the springtime to the training camp till now. And it's been looking in the mirror. What can I do better? He's very coachable. I think it's been great. It's been a really good process. And I can't stress enough how good the support system is around them between the coaches in that room with JT Barrett and Declan and Press and then along with Case Keenum, someone else that, you know, has a lot of experience in this league playing this game. So I think we're really good in terms of cleaning up the mistakes and moving forward.
I saw somebody compare Goff's first start under Ben with Williams' first start under Ben. Like, overall, Caleb had a better debut under Ben Johnson, but the comparison is so insane. The Bears now and the Lions 5 years ago are not the same. Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator in his first year, is not the same as Ben Johnson in his first year as the head coach. And as quarterbacks, those two guys couldn't be more different. You see Jared Goff using his legs like that? Uh-uh. You see Jared Goff missing things like that? Uh-uh. I thought that was bizarre. It's just an odd comparison. Like, okay, here are the numbers, and they were under the direction of the same guy, kind of. People love pointless stats. They really do. Stick around. More of Fourth Down in the Motor City continues next.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And now we return to Fourth Down in the Motor City. Let me ask you a question. What do you want? What do you want on Sunday? Like, what do you want the Lions to do or not to do? What do you need to see out of the Detroit Football Lions? I'm going to leave the O-line out of this, not because it doesn't matter, but because it's going to connect back a couple different times. But certainly, it starts with better communication up front. We'll just say that right now. I want the Lions to find their offensive rhythm early. Ground game opens play action, which opens up everything, whatever they want. And yeah, some of that last week was on the offensive line, but some of it was on the play calling. I don't need wild trick plays every 10 seconds. The Lions never did that. They used trick plays as they saw fit, but it wasn't as if there was this high frequency. It was a relative frequency compared to everybody else. But I still want creativity. The Lions have so many weapons. I want the big plays. Take some shots. Take some risks. The Lions couldn't afford as much creativity, especially in the second half against Green Bay. I understand that. They put themselves in that spot. You limit your playbook when you're down a couple scores. Lions are still capable of coming back in a situation like that, but there's only so many ways you can do it. But the Lions have so many weapons, there's almost no way you should be able to shut them all down. Not again. That should never happen again this season. Not like that. Are the Lions going to struggle? Sure. Are they going to lose another game? Probably more than one of them. But it never should look like that ever again. There were too many things all at the same time that were not going properly. Was it Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events or whatever? That's what it felt like. Pressure. Pressure, pressure, pressure. The Lions must get pressure. If I see Hutch drop into pass coverage again, I might have a stroke. In fact, put it on my tombstone. Died while watching the Lions misuse Hutch. That's probably an overreaction because it wasn't really a frequent thing. But I just, in a game where the Lions were already struggling, doing something weird like that didn't make any sense to me. Detroit staff says, well, they know that teams are going to try to lock him down. Okay, well, free him up. Well, it's not that simple. Well, it could have been. You could have made a different roster choice or two, but you told us you didn't have to. I believed you, and I still will give you time to prove that correct. You've put yourself behind the eight ball in that situation. I mean, Za'Darius Smith's good enough for the Eagles, but not for us? I don't get it. Well, they have faith in Marcus Davenport. I said I did too, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't add more weapons. More weapons. Never fewer. Always more. Let's end with a cop-out. I want to see Lions football. Fearlessness in their aggressivity. Dazzling with their play calling. Gut-punching offensive drives, and halting defensive stops. They've got to show me they're the team they say they are. I've got a 9-year-old, and he always tells me, I am listening. And I say, well, you can't say that. You have to actually do it. You heard me, but I don't think you're listening. Be who you say you are. Do what you say you're going to do. And look, maybe the Lions have to make it a little more simple in week two. Whatever. The goal is not to impress me or you. The goal is to win a football game. So whatever that takes, that's what I want to see. That's what needs to happen. All right, y'all ready for some Thursday night football? Another game in Lambeau you're going to be forced to watch? That's all right. I love Lambeau. I just hate the Packers. But what a whopper of a game to start week two. Both teams being NFC contenders. Juicy. But this game could be a little juicier, I think, because the Packers had such high expectations, rightfully so, going into the season. If the Lions win in week one, now it's Green Bay in the Lions' boat where they're like, oh God, we can't go 0-2, except for the Lions have a bit of an easier path. They don't have to play the Commanders, at least not until November. A couple of undefeated teams, two legitimate NFC contenders. I mean, let's go. The Commanders didn't have an identical offense to the Detroit Lions last year in any stretch, but it was predicated on big weapons, big plays. So I'm curious to see if Green Bay can do what they did to the Lions and just shut them down. Can they shut down Washington's big playmakers on offense? My assumption is yes, question mark. I mean, I'm sure the Commanders have watched film, and they're saying, okay, well, here's where the Lions failed. Here's where we can button that up. Or here's where we can be even better. I mean, if Jaden Daniels can turn loose and find McLaurin and Debo, we know what the Commanders can do. The Lions unfortunately saw that last season to end their season. And look, Washington's defense was really good last week against the Giants, but I don't know about the Giants yet. And I don't think anybody does, really. But we'll get a better idea after tonight's game. Much better offense, much better team in the Green Bay Packers. These two teams could easily see each other again at any point in the NFC playoffs. And the Lions will see both of these teams again in November. So plenty of different things to watch this evening, aside from your gambling and your fantasy. Well, I guess those are the kind of the same thing these days, aren't they? God bless America. I'll leave you with a prediction. Give me the Commanders 27-20 on the road. Detroit needs the Packers to lose. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. That includes the free Odyssey app as well. And we really appreciate ratings and reviews. They are algorithm boosters, so thank you in advance. And if you've already done it, thank you. We're back in your feed on Friday. We'll have a full preview of the Detroit Lions home opener and Ben Johnson's homecoming, a massive contest at Ford Field. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.